Hi, folks. Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, editor on the site. As more businesses deal with aging SAP systems, SAP data archiving strategies are becoming more important. Storing old data uses up valuable infrastructure resources, which can hinder performance for important applications. For compliance purposes, simply purging the data isn't an option, but organizations often get hung up on where and how to start an SAP data archiving project. In that light, today we're speaking with Nick Parkin. Nick works for Proceed Archiving Solutions, a UK-based firm which specializes in SAP data archiving. Nick's been working as a technical SAP consultant since 1996, and for the last 5 years, has focused on database performance and how organizations can improve storage and performance with SAP data archiving. Nick will discuss some of the frequently asked questions about data archiving and help us debunk some of the common data archiving myths. So Nick, some users say they don't need to archive their data because there's not a large enough volume of data in their database. Is this true?
That's a bit of a yes-no answer, really. I think for a small, if an SAP customer's got a small database, say for instance 200 gigabytes, and they're growing at say 1% a month, I basically would say don't bother archiving. But if you look at that, in 3 years' time, that database will have grown to 286 gigabytes. But if you take a slightly larger database, say 500 gigabytes, and say growing at 2% a month, in 3 years, that becomes a terabyte. And if that growth is at 4% a month, it then becomes 2.1 terabytes over 3 years. So, you know, it's basically, if you've got a very small database and it's growing at a very small rate per month, I'd say don't bother. But if you've got a medium-sized database growing at maybe 2 to 5% a month, I'd say definitely do archiving.
Very interesting. So another common question we hear is, you know, storage hardware is so much cheaper now. Why don't I just buy some more storage rather than archive my data? What are some of the pitfalls to doing this?
That may solve the immediate problem. You know, I just go out and buy some more disk storage. But to give you a real life example, we've got a telecoms company in the UK with an 8 terabyte database. And they've needed to do a hardware refresh after 5 years, and they're moving from Infomix to Oracle. When they looked at that 8 terabytes, it would actually take them 4 to 5 days to actually move the data, and the business couldn't be down that long, so they had to dramatically reduce that database size. Down to about 3 terabytes. You know, and again, the larger the database, you know, if you have a disaster, you know, it can take a number of days to recover. You know, we have a very large customer over here with 27 terabytes of data sitting on an Oracle database, and basically Oracle told them if they actually had to recover, it would take them 3.5 days to recover. And when you're running a 24/7 operation, that's not a very good thing. So you can always put more disk storage in, but that's going to cause you, you know, problems in the future, maybe because of a disaster recovery or when doing a hardware refresh.
Right, good points there, Nick. So does data archiving make it difficult for users to access the data?
No, not at all. For most modules of SAP, such as FICO, MMSD, the user will not notice any difference getting the data back using the same transactions as they use for the live data. The only thing that they will not be able to do is key into that data because it's read-only. For some other modules like Project System, the data may not come back exactly in the same format, and they may have to get a more technical view of the data. But generally, the user isn't really going to notice any difference from the live system.
Okay, great. So many of our readers are pursuing upgrades to ECC 6. I can hear a lot of people saying, we've got to focus on this upgrade project right now. We can't have another project going on. Is there a way to tie data archiving in with this project, or should they be thought of as two separate projects?
Well, basically, I think that anybody that's going from 4.6c or 4.7 to ECC 6 should basically look at an archiving project as a part of their upgrade project. You know, as you go from 4.6c to 4.7, what the users will notice is anything between a 15 to 25% hardware or disk storage requirement for adding actually no data. So running a data archiving project can have two benefits. Firstly, it helps stabilize your disk storage. And secondly, as the upgrade process does not have to go through so much data, the upgrade process runs much quicker. You know, we've talked to a lot of customers that are upgrading to EC6, and some of the customers are also doing a Unicode conversion at the same time. And if you do a data archiving project, this can actually speed up the conversion by up to 25%.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, so what about so-called young SAP users? Should they think about archiving their data, customers who have only been running it for a couple years?
Well, unfortunately, only about one in every six customers archive from day one. Most customers will leave it at least 5 years of live running before they start archiving. What are the benefits of archiving from day one? Well, firstly, the people who have configured the system are still around, making the archiving project much easier, as information about the system design is readily available. Also, they can stabilize both the database growth and performance from day one, and if you leave it for 5 years, it will probably take you at least 6 months to do catch-up runs before you could start archiving on, say, a quarterly basis. So I would tell any new customer that they should start an archiving project literally as part of the initial implementation.
That's good advice. So how long does an archiving project typically take?
An archiving project runs exactly the same as any other SAP project with a blueprint phase, which will be something like 20 to 30 days, followed by a realization phase, which for each module you're archiving will be around about 15 days. So for a project archiving from, say, FICO, MM, and SD, total days will be between 65 and 75 over a six-month period.
Any lasting bits of advice here, Nick, that I didn't ask about?
I suppose, really, you know, the earlier a customer starts archiving, the better. The longer you leave it, the more difficult it becomes. And what lots of people do is once they have started archiving, they think, that's it, I've archived my data, it's gone to somewhere else, onto a content server. but typically what will happen is that the archive will become a lot larger than the live system over time, and most people forget about that. And so it's not just about archiving from the live system. You must think about how you look after that archive on an ongoing basis as well.
Nick, can't thank you enough. That's some great advice for our listeners, and thanks for your time and expertise.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP news.